Chapter 15. When presence becomes more sufficient than explanation. There is a subtle stage in certain human journeys where something profoundly changes in the way one relates to others. For a long time, many people believed that what truly connects human beings lies mainly in what is said. Understanding, explaining, sharing, clarifying, naming, responding, making things clearer. All these forms of speech naturally occupy an important place in human relationships. They allow people to meet one another. They dissolve misunderstandings. They create bridges. They give visible form to what would otherwise remain inward. This function of language is essential. It never completely disappears. But over time, another reality sometimes becomes perceptible. The quality of presence can matter more than the quantity of explanations. This discovery does not happen all at once. It often appears in very simple situations. Sitting with someone without immediately needing to fill the silence. Accompanying a moment without trying to produce the perfect response. Sharing an ordinary activity without needing to comment on what is being lived. Listening without feeling the need to quickly provide a formulation that closes, resolves, or corrects. These situations seem modest, yet they reveal an important shift. For a long time, many human exchanges are inhabited by a subtle, implicit pressure. If a moment exists, it should be given a sufficient form, a correct explanation, an adequate response. This pressure is not always conscious. It often comes from a sincere desire to do well, to be present, to help, to connect, to avoid leaving the other person alone with what they are going through. But gradually, it becomes perceptible that not all human presence depends on continuous elaboration. Some situations require less formulation than simple stability. The person then discovers that it is possible to be fully present without constantly needing to add something. This discovery profoundly changes the quality of relationships. For as long as one believes that a sufficient explanation must always accompany connection, part of awareness remains mobilized. What should be said? How should it be said? Is it accurate enough? Should it be clarified further? Explained more? Made more reassuring? Made more complete? This mobilization subtly exhausts the person. It introduces a permanent mediation. The relationship always passes through an effort of verbal adjustment. When this pressure diminishes, a new freedom appears. Being there becomes simpler. One can listen without immediately preparing a complete response. One can accompany without trying to solve. One can share a moment without trying to make it denser than it already is. This simplicity is not indifference. On the contrary, it often requires a finer quality of presence. For when words diminish, what remains becomes more direct. The way one looks, the rhythm, the quality of attention, the calm or agitation within immediately become perceptible. Presence no longer hides behind speech. It appears as it truly is. This explains why certain relationships become more real when less talking is needed to maintain the connection. Not because words are useless, but because they sometimes cease to mask a subtle anxiety. The feeling that the relationship must constantly be maintained through explanation. In certain paths of maturation, this anxiety gradually withdraws. The person discovers that an exchange does not lose its value because it contains few words. That silence is not necessarily emptiness. That a simple gesture can sometimes reach further than a long explanation. This discovery also profoundly changes the relationship to the difficulties of others. Previously, hearing someone's suffering could immediately trigger the need to understand, to propose solutions, to help through explanation. Now, it sometimes becomes possible to allow the other person to exist for a moment without immediately trying to close what they are expressing. This does not mean the absence of response, but the response is no longer automatic. It comes more soberly, and sometimes it no longer even needs to be long. For what truly helps is not always the quantity of content offered. It is often the quality of stability being offered. Being with someone who does not try to fill too quickly creates a very particular space. The other person senses that they do not need to accelerate, that they can simply exist. This quality of presence becomes precious precisely because it does not seek to produce an effect. Another transformation appears. In close relationships, the need to constantly explain one's own inner state also diminishes. Previously, many people felt the need to describe what they were living in order to maintain sufficient understanding within the relationship. Now, certain things can remain simple. Fatigue does not always need a long explanation. Calm does not need to be commented upon. An ordinary day does not need to become material for justification. This simplicity greatly lightens the relationship. It removes an invisible burden from the connection. The need to constantly produce complete transparency for closeness to feel real. Yet no human relationship can endure permanently through total transparency. What keeps it alive is often the capacity to also allow what is not entirely formulated to exist. Presence then becomes more sufficient, not as a substitute for words, but as a deeper foundation beneath words. This foundation becomes especially visible in the simplest gestures, being there while another person speaks, preparing something together, moving through a day without particular tension, sharing a silence without discomfort. These situations reveal that much human connection is built within very unspectacular spaces, and precisely because they do not try to produce an effect, they become very solid. Another consequence appears. The person themselves feels less obligated to be continuously explicit in order to be genuine. Previously, a slight discomfort could arise if a statement had not been precise enough, if a response felt incomplete, if an exchange remained partially open. Now, certain things can remain simple without generating that anxiety. Everything no longer needs to be perfectly explained. This freedom does not reduce the quality of relationships. It often makes them more breathable, for less pressure also means less overload. Speech then regains its rightful place. It comes when useful, not to compensate for an inner uneasiness. There is a very deep maturity here. Understanding that the essence of human presence does not depend solely on what is verbally expressed. Someone deeply present may sometimes say very little, and yet much is transmitted, not through content, but through quality of being. This quality cannot be learned like a technique. It appears when many old tensions withdraw, when it is no longer necessary to constantly produce something in order to justify one's presence. Then, simply being there truly becomes enough. And this sufficiency transforms human relationship profoundly, for it removes a great part of the invisible agitation from the connection. Définition officielle UB2, séquence par laquelle une réalité atteint progressivement sa pleine cohérence. Il organise la progression jusqu'à maturité. Il implique des étapes. Il soutient la croissance. Il prépare une stabilisation progressive. Cohérence durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Cohérence capable de traverser le temps sans se dissoudre sous l'effet des variations. Elle demeure stable malgré l'évolution. Elle demeure lisible. Elle reste stable. Elle supporte l'évolution sans perte d'axe. Série 9. Famille. A. Architecture transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Structure suffisamment claire et stable pour être transmise sans perte majeure de cohérence. Elle demeure lisible au-delà de son contexte immédiat. Elle demeure lisible pour un tiers. Elle supporte le passage du temps. Elle conserve son axe sans dépendre de son auteur. Architecture de continuité. Définition officielle UB2. Structure conçue pour permettre qu'un contenu demeure intelligible à travers les changements de contexte. Elle relie les phases sans rupture de sens. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient le sens. Elle assure le passage entre générations de lecture. Stabilité de lecture. Définition officielle UB2. Capacité d'un texte ou d'une structure à rester compréhensible malgré des lectures successives. Elle préserve la lisibilité malgré les reprises. Elle suppose une clarté de formulation. Elle maintient une cohérence interne. Elle réduit l'ambiguïté excessive. Cohérence de transmission. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord entre ce qui est formulé, ce qui est compris et ce qui peut être repris sans déformation majeure. Elle maintient l'accord entre formulation et reprise. Elle réduit les glissements de sens. Elle soutient la continuité du contenu. Elle favorise une transmission fidèle. Vérité de maturation. Définition officielle. UB2. vérité qui devient progressivement pleinement intelligible à mesure que la conscience mûrit. Elle se révèle selon un rythme de maturation. Elle ne se livre pas entièrement d'un seul coup. Elle s'éclaire par étapes. Elle soutient une compréhension progressive. Présence de continuité. Définition officielle, UB2, ce qui maintient un fil stable à travers les changements d'état ou de compréhension. Elle porte un lien constant entre les phases. Elle soutient la permanence. Elle relie les phases. Elle maintient un axe continu. Structure de passage. Définition officielle, UB2. Organisation permettant le franchissement d'un seuil sans rupture de cohérence. Elle accompagne le passage avec stabilité. Elle accompagne la transition. Elle évite la discontinuité brutale. Elle soutient une cohérence progressive. Conscience durable, définition officielle. UB2, conscience capable de conserver son axe malgré les variations de situation. Elle demeure stable malgré les fluctuations. Elle maintient une orientation stable. Elle ne dépend pas d'un état momentané. Elle soutient une continuité intérieure. Ordre de clarification. Définition officielle. UB2, séquence par laquelle une compréhension devient progressivement plus nette sans altérer son contenu essentiel. Il organise la clarification sans déformation. Il implique une distinction croissante. Il réduit la confusion. Il soutient une justesse progressive. Fondement transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2, ce qui peut servir durablement de base commune à d'autres, sans nécessiter reconstruction complète. Il sert de base stable pour la reprise. Il supporte la reprise. Il demeure intelligible. Il permet une continuité structurée. Série 10, famille A, architecture lisible. Définition officielle. UB2, organisation suffisamment claire pour demeurer compréhensible sans surcharge explicative. Elle maintient une lisibilité durable. Elle facilite l'accès au contenu. Elle réduit la surcharge explicative. Elle soutient une compréhension stable. Structure durable. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation capable de traverser le temps sans perdre sa cohérence essentielle. Elle demeure valable malgré les variations. Elle supporte les variations. Elle conserve sa tenue. Elle demeure exploitable dans la durée. Cohérence fondatrice. Définition officielle. UB2. Accord interne initial qui permet à l'ensemble de rester juste dans ses développements ultérieurs. Elle oriente solidement l'ensemble dès l'origine. Elle oriente le départ. Elle conditionne la solidité future. Elle soutient une continuité fiable. Ordre de permanence. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation par laquelle une réalité demeure identifiable malgré les changements de forme. Il préserve l'identité à travers les variations. Il maintient le fil. Il protège la continuité. Il soutient une permanence lisible. Vérité transmissible. Définition officielle. UB2. Vérité suffisamment claire pour être reprise sans perte majeure de sens. Elle demeure communicable sans déformation majeure. Elle reste communicable. Elle conserve son axe. Elle supporte la reformulation juste. Niveau de maturité. Définition officielle, UB2, degré atteint par une conscience, une structure ou une compréhension dans sa capacité de stabilité. Il indique un degré réel d'intégration. Il permet d'évaluer la profondeur. Il mesure la cohérence. Il soutient la capacité de maintien. Stabilité de fond. Définition officielle. UB2, stabilité qui ne dépend pas d'un état momentané, mais d'une cohérence intérieure durable. Elle persiste sous les variations visibles. Elle persiste sous variation. Elle soutient l'ensemble silencieusement. Elle maintient une base durable. Conscience clarifiée. Définition officielle. UB2. Conscience ayant réduit suffisamment ses zones de confusion pour distinguer avec justesse. Elle perçoit avec davantage de netteté. Elle perçoit plus nettement. Elle relie avec sobriété. Elle répond avec moins de dispersion. Structure d'héritage. Définition officielle. UB2. Organisation pensée pour être reprise sans dépendre de son contexte d'origine. Elle facilite une reprise durable. Elle facilite la continuité, elle permet une transmission intergénérationnelle, elle soutient une reprise cohérente. Base de continuité. Définition officielle. UB2. Ce qui permet qu'un contenu demeure vivant, lisible et transmissible à travers le temps. Elle sert de support minimal de continuité. Elle soutient la reprise. Elle garantit une continuité minimale. Elle maintient l'axe fondamental.